Schumann is a famous musical name from the 19th century, but it was shared by two remarkable musicians. Robert, the renowned composer of German Lieder, or art songs, is the better known, of course. The other was his wife, Clara.
She was famous at 11 years old, before the great Robert Schumann and Brahms talked her into performing their compositions all over Europe, and she really helped them become famous. And she raised six kids at the same time.
Katie Ketchum, a Sebastopol area singer, composer, pianist, teacher, and playwright, has made a study of Clara Schumann's life, which she has developed into a one-woman biographical performance. It's the third such show she's created, after others about Mary Magdalene and the American painter Mary Cassatt. But Ketchum says she felt a closer kinship to Schumann.
I'm totally in awe of her success. She was touring all over Europe for 61 years. In the 1800s, as a woman, to be able to do that, that's difficult to do nowadays. So I'm in total awe of her on that level. And then to have six children and to also have a husband who had bipolar and eventually died in an asylum. I don't know how she juggled it all. So I identify her as an artist, but I don't understand her private life at all.
Clara Schumann's fame was as a pianist, but she was also an accomplished composer, especially in her younger years. You've been hearing portions of her first piano concerto woven into this report.
She wrote two books of German Lieder, which are quite beautiful. She did some trios for other instruments, some piano pieces. There's probably about 67 pieces she's written, which she didn't consider prolific. Her husband probably wrote 300 pieces of music. It just was time. She didn't have the time.
So in some ways, Ketchum observes, Clara Schumann led an unusually modern life for her time.
She found her father very harsh. He was a taskmaster, and he dragged her all over Europe and created this career. And at the same time, she realized how fortunate she was. The average woman of that day was raising children or being a maid. There weren't a lot of options. She had a very unusual life.
Despite her own considerable achievements, Clara is best known for her relationships with Robert Schumann and later their close friend Johannes Brahms. Yet music was the basis of those relationships, Ketchum believes.
She wasn't considered a great beauty, but she was a virtuoso at 11, playing Beethoven sonatas, and she was an amazing talent. Another thing is that Schumann was a fledgling composer. And also Johannes Brahms was trying to get his work out there, and they saw this amazing instrument for their voice.
The Schumanns were also close to many of the most accomplished musical figures of their day. And Ketchum says those relationships weren't just musical.
She was friends with Chopin and Franz Liszt, all the great musicians and composers of that era. And what I find fascinating is they were just her friends. They were pretty down-to-earth people.
There, she says, lies the modest message of her show.
Greatness is attainable. It is not something that we have to idolize and put on a pedestal. I mean, the talent was definitely there, but they were still human beings. So I want my piano students to realize that they can do that too.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.